I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. The College of St. Joseph in Rutland is putting its new physician assistant program on hold. More than two dozen students had been expecting to start graduate classes in June, but this month they were told the program is being delayed indefinitely. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Officials at the college would say little about why they were delaying the program's start, other than to say the program remains under review and students have been notified. The college's Board of Trustees will meet Tuesday night to determine the program's future. The PA program has been eagerly anticipated in Rutland County since it would have been the first of its kind program in the state in a field that's growing rapidly. Emily Swint was planning to move to Vermont from North Carolina for the program and says she's worked for 4 years to become a physician assistant. Finding out the program is being delayed was a blow.
I was initially very disappointed. I knew it wasn't a total loss, and I have to tell myself that, and that I have to reframe things a little bit and say this isn't a zero. This isn't starting from scratch. But I was really looking forward to starting school in June and beginning grad school.
According to an April 7th letter sent to students by Catherine Gemetti, chair of the department, the college was withdrawing its application for accreditation for its PA program, pending approval from the school's Board of Trustees. According to the letter, the decision was influenced by unavoidable independent factors, including but not limited to construction delays, funding hurdles, and others. The PA program would be housed in a white marble building in Proctor, gifted to the college by OMIA. The building was being renovated, but the renovations were slowed down because the building is a historic landmark. Additionally, loans that had been expected to fund the project did not materialize. Another problem, according to Rutland healthcare providers, had to do with the shortage of places PA students from the college could get clinical internship opportunities in the Rutland area. Emily Swint says the college never hid the fact that the new program was not yet accredited and that it had to win that distinction before classes could begin. Still, she says, it's hard to start over and look for a new program. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.